dobro, Karol, ja sam ti ovdje prilike. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyana Ganasya Chakshulamitanyana Shri Padina Shri Chaitanya Sayam Rupa Kada Mahim Dadati Swapadantikum Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shlokam Padki Jagannath Rata Yatra Ki Jai, Jagannath Vaidheshwara Devi Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. So this morning we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mandya Lila chapter 13, the Lord's dancing at Rata Yatra. It's reading, today's reading, not lecture, it's reading today. Just as Lord Sri Krishna performed formally performed the Rasa Lila dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing before the Rata Yatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a small purport. Vaishnava Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasa Lila dance. And he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwaraka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Pataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Pataparudra because he was a king. King Pataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. One cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear about Lord Jagannath going to the Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Ratha Yatra car. The Lord performed kirtan for some time, and through his own endeavor, inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govind, Mukund, Haridas, Govindanand, Madhav, and Govind, all combined together. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Swarup Damodara. The devotees, Swarup Damodara and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang, offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face towards Jagannath and prayed as follows: "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahmanical men, who is a well-wisher of cows and Brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govind. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vishnu. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jana Nivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandan or Yashoda Nandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is a guide of the Jadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. I am not a Brahmana. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, a maintainer for the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Having recited all these verses from scripture, The Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in the circle like a wheel, he appeared like a cycling firebrand. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was falling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two arms and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol," again and again, just to check the crowd from coming too near the Lord. The devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees headed by Kasiswara and Govind linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistant formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowd from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandra, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakura, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakura standing before the king, Harichandana touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakura could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakura slapped Harichandan to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandan angry. As the angered Harichandan was about to speak to Srivas Thakura, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakura. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled this simuli, silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chattered, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sound jagga, jagga, gaga, jagga, gaga in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. How fortunate. What a great fortune. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of the Mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda, because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodara to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodara began to sing as follows. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by the cupid and was watering away. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sati went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers, his eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, or Jagannath's car will slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Srila Prabhupada purports. In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitant of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dwiti Suvalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading Lord Jagannath towards the Gundicha temple, corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna towards Vrindavan. Sri Chaitra Jagannath Puri was taken as a kingdom of Dwarka, a place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitra is a place of Aishwarya Lila, just as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurya Lila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is following at the rear of the Ratha, indicated that Lord Jagannath Krishna was forgetting the inhabitant of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitant of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Ratha Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitant of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Ratha car, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the latter and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaura Sundara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. That competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Lord Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that he stayed in Jagannath Puri so that his mother could get news about him. This is the external reason. This is external. There is no time. Seriously, Sachi Devi never sees Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She cooks every day for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is in Jagannath Puri. She cooks for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes every day to take prasada. So there was nothing like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not being seen by his mother, and he has to stay in Jagannath Puri so that the mother could have news about him. Having news about him is just the external reason. Internal reason is what Sir Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura explains here. Internal reason is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani, and Lord Jagannath is Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath are Radha and Krishna. And in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying every day for Lord Krishna's love. This is the internal reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays in Jagannath Puri. Radha and Krishna are staying together. And that is being displayed here. Radharani is dancing, and Krishna is watching the dance. The dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the dancing of Srimati Radharani, control Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath cannot move the cart when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes back. He has to wait. Here it is mentioned, he has to wait to show Srimati Radharani that although I have gone out of Vrindavan, I have never forgotten all of you, the gopis. I still remember. Even though externally, it seems by my activities that I have forgotten you, but there is nothing like forgetting the gopis. That is not possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating that. How she controls Lord Krishna by her pure love. Lord Jagannath cannot move when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Srimati Radharani, goes behind the cart. Lord Jagannath cannot move. Jagannath has no strength to move. He has to wait. And Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding that yes, the Lord has not forgotten me, he comes back to the front and continues his dancing, and Lord Jagannath can move. In this way, there was a competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, and Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. So Rathayatra festival is not just dragging the rope as a physical exercise. It is not. It is a manifestation of activity of pure love. It's an exhibition of pure love. Srimati Radharani and the gopis, feeling the pains of separation from Krishna, they met in Dwarka and in Kurukshetra. Srimati Radharani, she saw Krishna, and Krishna saw her. But Something was missing in between them. Ecstasy was not there. Why the ecstasy was not there? Because two things. Krishna's opulence and Krishna's knowledge of his supremacy was dominating the environment. Therefore, the pure love the gopis expressed before Krishna, which can only be manifested in Vrindavan, was absent. And Srimati Radha felt that. So she expressed her feelings to Krishna. Krishna, you are the same person. I am the same Srimati Radharani. Here we are meeting in this dry place. There is no ecstasy. Let us go back to Vrindavan, the simple forest where nothing exists but prema. That's Vrindavan. Vrindavan is completely covered with the pure love of God, Krishna prema. There is no Aishwarya here, and there is no Gyan here. Here is prema. So Srimati Radharani said, let us go back to Vrindavan. So Ratha Yatra, dragging Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath on the cart, means we are taking Lord Krishna back to our dry hearts, which is full of speculations, of sinful desires. We are taking Lord Krishna back to Vrindavan, to his original home. That is Ratha Yatra. A journalist asked Srila Prabhupada once, this festival, what are you trying to teach us? What are you trying to teach us with this festival? Srila Prabhupada said, I am trying to teach you how God is enjoying his life. Prema. You don't know how to enjoy, but I want to show you how to enjoy. And enjoyment is with Krishna. At Vrindavan, prema is in Vrindavan, not in Kurukshetra, not in Dwarka. The prema there is very small, very small. But in Vrindavan, it is fully manifest. That is Ratha Yatra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Lord Jagannath, he fainted. He fainted. When he regained consciousness, he said, here is directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. Krishna, the son of Maharananda, is standing here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not see the wood. He saw the son of Maharananda with his flute. So Jagannath, of all the forms and incarnations of Krishna, the form of Jagannath is very special. Very, very special. One, all the incarnations of Krishna, they appeared here with mother and father. Lord Jagannath did not appear with mother and father. Second, all the incarnations of Krishna who appeared in material world here and performed wonderful, wonderful, unlimited pastimes, they all disappeared as they came. But Lord Jagannath has a graveyard where he is buried. Only Jagannath has that. that he is transferred. Lord Jagannath has the soul which is transferred from the old deity to the new deity. It's only Jagannath form that has this pastime. No other incarnations have this. Jagannath is special. So merciful, so kind, that sometimes when you look at how Lord Jagannath is treated, you wonder if between Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which of them is more merciful. You see in the Ratha Yatra how they practically remove Lord Jagannath's dress and he has no complaint. He simply satisfied with the love his devotee showed to him. So merciful, so kind, and very reciprocal to Jagannath. Among all the devotees who have accepted Lord Jagannath to be the supreme personality of Godhead, those who have accepted Lord Jagannath to be the supreme personality of Godhead, they are two categories. One group see Lord Jagannath as Jagannatha or Dwarka Disha. And the other group, they see Lord Jagannath not as Jagannatha, not as Dwarka Disha, but as Rajendrananda. The son of Mother Yasoda. So long time back, these two groups of devotees were there in Jagannath Puri. And one of the kings who was in charge of Jagannath Puri, a Kshatriya by nature, he was really very devoted to Lord Jagannath, and he understood this is Jagannath, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the husband of Goddess of Fortune. Therefore, every day he goes to the altar to dress Lord Jagannath, and he will dress him very opulently. As soon as he finishes dressing Lord Jagannath in this way, and he leaves to attend to his other duty. Another devotee who also lives in Jagannath Puri, but his mood is that Krishna is Rajendrananda. He will go and remove everything on Lord Jagannath. He removed everything and dressed Lord Jagannath only with tulsi leaves. And this pastime continued for some time. Then one day, the king decided, let me go and see, have an afternoon darshan. And he came to the temple and was shocked to see that the dressing he did that morning was gone. And Lord Jagannath was simply dressed with tulsi leaves. As a king, what do you expect? As a Kshatriya, what do you expect? He got to shout, who did this? Bring him here. Who is this an offender that is keeping Lord Jagannath naked? Lord Jagannath is the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. Who is keeping him naked? So they called the Brahmana, and the Brahmana came. The king said, why have you done this? The Brahmana said, you have pulled so many ornaments on my sweet Lord, big crown on his head, how will he attend to his cows in the forest with all these opulence? He cannot move. Therefore, your devotional service is rasabas. It's affecting the mood of a cowherd boy. With this simple dress, he can move very freely in the forest, and thorns will not pierce his opulent dress. His crown may hang on some of the branches of the tree in the forest. Therefore, I have put him in this way to enable him to attend to his cows freely in the forest. The king said, how dare you speak like this? What nonsense are you talking? This is Dwarkadisha, the Lord of Dwarka. He is not a poor man. Who told you that he's a cowherd boy? This is the supreme person of Godhead. The Brahmana said, yeah, you can speak your philosophy. That is for you. This boy is the son of Mahalananda. Let him go to the forest freely. Don't disturb his mood. Devotees by nature have no conflict. Devotees by nature have no conflict. Non-devotees have conflict. Devotees have no conflict. So because a king is right in what he is saying, a Brahmana is also right in what he is saying, and because both of them are devotees, now there is a misunderstanding. Understanding is missed. So they went to a higher authority. They didn't fight. They didn't argue and debate who is superior. They simply went to a higher authority, and both of them presented their case. The Muni, hearing both of their statements, told them, you are correct. So how to resolve it? The Muni said, okay, king, you can go and do your duty. The Brahmana, you stay here. Let me consult Lord Jagannath, and I'll get back to you. What does that mean? He said, I want to consult Lord Jagannath. I want to speak to the deities. I will ask them, and I'll give you answer. It's all right. So the Brahmana stayed there with the Muni, and the king went out to do his duty. And prasadam was brought for the Brahmana to eat. As he closed his eyes to recite the prayer, Sarada Bijaja, when he opened his eyes, the prasadam disappeared. It's okay. The Lord did not want me to eat today. Let me fast. Second day, the same thing happened. The third day, the same thing happened. He said, oh, no, this is getting too much. Who is taking my prasadam? I am not concerned. I'm not worried about you taking my prasadam. But I want to know, who is this person? But nobody came out. So the fourth day, he decided not to close his eyes. Sarada Bijajal, his eye was open. And he saw an old Brahmana trembling, came in very, very close, and was about to take his prasada. So this young Brahmana came to him, excuse me, sir, who are you? The man did not talk. He took the prasada and was going away. The younger brother said, excuse me, I have no problem with you taking my prasada, but I just want to know, who are you? Why are you doing this? He didn't talk. He was trying to move very fast. The Brahman must have followed him. Because he's very old and not strong, and he was trying to run, he fell down and hit his head on the ground and died. The younger Brahman said, I have committed a murder. Therefore, I have to kill myself to pay for this. So he set fire. As he set fire, the king came, he was watching what is happening. The Muni also was watching what is happening with this Brahmana, because it was fire. So when he was about to enter the fire, a personality came out from that fire. That was that old Brahmana. He disappeared and came out from the fire. And he told a younger Brahmana, don't commit suicide. Don't kill yourself. I am Lord Jagannath. You have been worshipping for all these years. I'm the same person. So he asked him, sit here on my lap. So the Brahmana sat there. And reciprocation. So the king saw what was happening. He ran, and the king said, what about me? I also did my service. So what about me? He says, you sit here. So both the king and the Brahmana were sitting on the lap of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath told him, you, the king, you can trace me with opulence, once a week. Brahmana, you can trace me with your tulsi leaf every day. What does that mean? Prema is superior to the rules and the regulations. Vaidhi Bhakti is inferior to Prem Bhakti. So Lord Jagannath is saying that the king is doing Vaidhi Bhakti and the Brahman is doing Prema Bhakti. Therefore, he gave them different blessings according to their quality of love. So Lord Jagannath said, if those of you who goes to Jagannath Puri, the last dressing when Lord Jagannath is going to bed, the last dressing every day is with leaves, tulsi leaves. Every day. So Lord Jagannath accept this simple but pure devotion of his devotees. He is very, very reciprocal. Lord Jagannath reciprocate the love of his devotees. Hare Krishna. Jagannatha Swami ki, Sri Chita Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gopi Manandi. Thank you for giving me sense.